Now let's take a moment to examine the key differences between SDs and establishing operations, or EOs. SDs are the stimuli present when a behavior will be reinforced if it occurs. Another way to think about SDs is that they signal the availability of reinforcement if a particular response occurs. For example, a full glass of water signals the availability of water as a reinforcer. However, behavior will not occur unless relevant motivating factors related to water are also in place at that time. This is where EOs come into the picture. EOs are events that make a stimulus more potent as a reinforcer. So just because there is a glass of water in front of you, does not mean that it will be a reinforcer at that time. Water will only be a reinforcer if you are actually in a state of water deprivation, that is, you are thirsty. This state of water deprivation is the EO, as your thirst establishes water as a potent reinforcer at that time. Just to review, as these terms can be confusing to differentiate. An SD signals the availability of reinforcement, and the EO establishes the value of that reinforcer at that time. If you aren't thirsty, that is, an abolishing operation, you won't drink water, even if it's in front of you, as both the SD and EO must be present for behavior to be evoked.